Good morning. This is Carol Knyer, your Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital, bringing you HealthWorks. Remember, if you have an idea or a suggestion you'd like to hear on the radio, please give me a call at 570-253-8422. And if I'm not there, please leave your name and number and I'll be sure to call you back. So on today's show, I have Michelle Miner-Wolf. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Carol.
And Michelle is the Executive Director of VIP of Wayne and Pike County. Now, can you tell our audience what VIP stands for?
Sure. Victims Intervention Program.
Right.
But internally, we also refer to it as very important people because the people that we serve are very important to us and to our community.
Right. And in my eyes, you're a very important person, too, for doing what you do. And your staff and you know, the individuals you work with is such a great, great organization and agency that you have. It's wonderful for our community.
Thank you so much. We do definitely work as a team and we learn from the people we serve every day.
Right, right. And, you know, I probably would have had you on the show probably at least two more times this year, but because of COVID and things were canceled, it was for everyone, it's just been kind of a little crazy out there. But October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, correct?
Correct.
So, you know, I like I said, I always like to bring this to the forefront, although people deal with this year-round.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell our audience a little bit, like, what services VIP provides?
Oh, absolutely. We have services that are offered 24 hours. There are crisis services, and then we also have services for regular business hours. So our crisis services include medical accompaniments, in which we will go to the hospital for any victim, whether it's domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking and harassment, physical assault. We are there if they would like us to be. We will also help folks with protection from abuse orders and SVPOs, which are sexually violent protection orders, 24 hours. So even if the courthouse is not open, there are magistrates on call that if somebody needs protection after business hours, we are able to help them with that. As well as if they need to go to the police station to make a report or to give a statement, if they want accompaniment, we will go with them so that they're not alone and they can just have that support with us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, our emergency shelter is 24 hours. People can access that at any time through our 24-hour hotline number, which is 570-253-4401 or 570-296-HELP. That stands for help, which is also 4357. During regular business hours, we do our crisis intervention, our individual and group counseling sessions. We take a lot of our counseling work into the community, so you might be at a location where we can actually bring that service to you. The schools are one of them, although now with schools being so different, mm-hmm. we're doing a lot of that work virtually and not always going in. We do whatever's best for the student and for the school administration. And we also have training programs and things to the community, but specific to victims and survivors are most of our counseling services that we had mentioned.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I'm just sitting here listening to all the services. And the one thing amazing, and I think, again, I just want to emphasize, it's 24/7. You are there for anyone when they need, so they just need to call either one of those numbers.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. someone will be there to answer the
Absolutely.
Phone. Because you have someone live answering the phone.
Correct. Yes.
Right? And that's really important to know that no one needs to feel alone.
Right.
With any situation.
Because they are not alone. We are always here.
Right.
And right now we're actually looking into a 24-hour, well, maybe not 24-hour, but we're looking into a text chat secure
okay.
line because we know a lot of the younger folks like to use that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
mm-hmm.
really researching it and making sure it's safe and secure before we move forward. But the work, it's in the works. The idea is in the works.
So, correct.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And again, you cover Wayne and Pike County. That's important for individuals to know.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, a question that, you know, it usually always comes up in conversation is COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, during COVID, did none of your services changed?
They changed a little, but they never stopped.
Right.
So
okay.
the 24-hour services that I mentioned, particularly the accompaniments, we continued that in-person service even during
mm-hmm.
the red phase.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did during the red phase for counseling services is we offered them virtually. So it would either be through Zoom or another secure platform like that, or a phone session if the person preferred that. So we really left the choice up to the people we're serving.
Mm-hmm.
And then even now that we're back, we just recently invited our guests to come back into the building for their counseling appointments if they so choose. We made a lot of renovations to comply with security and safety. and but some are still choosing to do it virtually. So we're going to continue to offer that regardless of what phase we're in with COVID.
Okay. And I know we were talking a little bit before, and during that red phase when everyone was kind of secluded, it was making you a little nervous, right? Because you weren't getting some phone calls.
Yes, the hotline was eerily silent at the beginning of the red phase when people started closing their businesses and mm-hmm. working remotely or closing and not working at all. It was very, very quiet, and that was a concern. And we have networking meetings with all the programs across the Commonwealth, and we did that more during that time. And that what we experienced, every program in Pennsylvania mm. was experiencing. Mm-hmm. And we believe wholeheartedly it's because people were not safe in calling us. Everybody right. stuck home. They could not safely call us. Right.
Right. So they didn't feel like they had any privacy or any place to even make that phone call.
Correct.
To you. And yeah. so and again, your services never stopped with most human services or most of those agencies that provide such a important service
right.
did not, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So now what ages do you provide the service to?
We provide them starting at age 5, and then there's no limit to how old a person can be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's male and female, correct?
It is male and female. Yep.
Right.
Victims, survivors, and anybody that's been touched by those victimizations. So you could just remotely know somebody that's been a victim of one of these situations. And I hesitate to say crime because it doesn't always rise to the level of a crime, but it's still abuse. Mm-hmm. So you could be touched by it in any capacity, and we will provide services to you. The only folks that we do not provide services to are the perpetrators and the offenders of these situations.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're there through the whole process, and you never, ever let go unless that person chooses not to.
Correct, right, because all of our services are voluntary, and we use an empowerment model that with trauma-informed services. So the victim or survivor that we're working with really sets the pace. She or he sets what it is they want to work on, and we help them to achieve that.
Right, and that's important, and I want to just bring that up. Your staff is trained. You provide training for your staff, and you also provide training to the community.
Yes.
Like I know I've participated in some trauma-informed care, maybe not mm-hmm. directly through you, but mm-hmm. through the system of care in Wayne County.
Right, yes.
Which really helps mm-hmm. an individual understand maybe what that person is going through. Not so much maybe be able to help them or count, but understand
right.
that mm-hmm. part, and that's really important.
Yes.
So now you do have a website, right? So you can tell us a little bit about the website.
We have a great website that has been revised and got a facelift, so to speak, recently. So I do encourage you to check it out. It's vipempowers.org. And it has all of the information that we've already talked about in more depth about our services. So you can see that. And we put our events on there. You can sign up for our electronic mailing list. We promise we will not be selling you anything, nor will we share your email address mm-hmm. with anybody. It's just to get information of our updates and events that might be going on. So it's a great website. It also has information about getting help, the services, our events, all of that kind of stuff. We even have some new swag now that's got encouraging messages on the shirts with a little VIP circle on the sleeve. But some things like I support women, or I can and I will, or whatever, you know, phrase. We have a few, and we're going to be changing those soon. So we're going to rotate them out and put some new inspirational messages on the clothing.
Right. But I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what we need more, is we need more positive messages out there.
That's for sure.
For our community and for our individual. And when someone reads that, even if it touches just one life,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And we know it touches many, many more of them. Yeah. So I know you're going to be, well, actually, you know, we do pre-record these shows. So by the time they listen to them, they'll see some ribbons around our area, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we are going to put those up on October 1st. My time's all messed up with COVID. October 1st for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we will have purple ribbons on the meters in Honesdale Main Street, Holly Main Avenue, as well as Matamoros and Milford. And there will be a laminated sheet with our hotline information mm-hmm. and reminding people that we are here to help. in any capacity, so they can look at that as a reminder, but we will have those on for the entire month.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'm so pleased that the Systems of Care of Wayne County is going to be helping us to hang them, because ever since we've been involved in that, I love what David Hartung has done with that, mm-hmm. and it's just such a community effort, so I thought, you know, they might want to come and help us. So we have a whole bunch of people from different agencies that are going to be hanging ribbons with us, and we will put their photos and their agency's name up on our Facebook page as a thank you for allowing them to help. So please check that out. We just, VIP, mm-hmm. I can speak for all of us. We love working with the Systems of Care, because I think in Wayne County, when we join, we do amazing work.
Right, right. And I happen to be on the same, you know, yes. leadership team as you. And I did, when I saw that email come from Dave, I signed up, because yeah. I think it's just an important event and notice to get out there for individuals and awareness, I should say. Yeah. That's really important. So that's going to be a fun morning. Okay, I think it's supposed to be nice on Thursday.
Oh, I hope so.
It was. So what other events, you know, because I know you're usually out there and have bigger, community events.
Right. But we had to cancel all of our in-person stuff for 2020, but we are having a small vigil for domestic violence on October 22nd at 12 in the park, in the Honesdale Park. And what we're going to do is remember and honor folks that have been killed due to domestic violence in Wayne County over the years. So mm-hmm. we will read their names. We will light some candles. It's about a 15-minute event, very small, but it is outside. So the public is welcome to join us if they want to. It's very sombering, but we will say some inspirational things at the end of that. Mm-hmm. And for the entire month, or at least up until that day, because we might move it to the vigil, the Silent Witness Project for Wayne County will be displayed in the lobby of the courthouse.
Oh, okay.
And we thank the commissioners for allowing us to do that. And what this is, the red cutout of people that have been killed due to domestic violence in Wayne County over the years. And there will be a shield on there with their name and their date of death and what happened. And it's just very meaningful to see.
Mm-hmm.
So please stop by, or if you're in the courthouse, make sure you take a look. And we will probably bring those silhouettes to our vigil as well.
Okay. Yes. And I know we say, you know, we do honor those individuals from Wayne County. But if someone moved in from the area and they have someone that they want to, you know, kind of remember, they can attend that vigil, right?
Absolutely. And if they wanted their family or loved one to be involved or to include it in any of our projects that we have, because we have the empty place at the table as well, they can just give me a call and we could put a little note on it that even if it wasn't Wayne County, wherever it was, mm-hmm. because that's special to them.
Okay. Can you mention those numbers again, how they can get in contact with you?
Sure. It's 570-253-4401 and 570-296-HELP or 4357.
Okay. So Michelle, the services are free for VIP.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And kind of just, can you list, in case of someone got us caught on the end, what are some of the services that you provide? I know there were many, but we have like two more minutes and I'm sure we can list those again.
Absolutely. Most critical is the safety planning that we do with our folks. And all of our services can be accessed by our 24-hour hotline number, but we will go to the hospital, courtroom, or police station with any victim or survivor, as well as counseling, individual and group, and crisis intervention services.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the basic services, the nutshell of things that lead to our other special mm-hmm. projects.
And I'm sure you'd like to give a shout out to your staff. So
they
what
are
is your,
wonderful.
What is your staff like?
Yes.
I mean, not so much individual, but
yes.
as a group.
Our staff is wonderful. They have the passion to really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And we do believe it's not about numbers. You know, so many times our grants and things are based on numbers now, but for us, it's the stories and the success and the healing that we see people mm-hmm. go through. You know, we see some pretty rough stuff. We hear a lot of stuff. And due to our extreme confidentiality policy, we can't talk about it outside
right.
of this wall.
Right.
You know, so mm-hmm. we do take great care of our staff with that, but they bring a lot of passion with them. And the best part is being able to see the difference that people can make in their own lives when they're ready.
Right. And one thing just stuck out when you say grants, because you do rely on a lot of grant monies for your programming and stuff and how numbers are important. But if anyone realized, low numbers
mm-hmm.
means that you're helping people.
Yes.
You would hope that, right?
Right?
Yes. And that's a good thing. That's
right.
really a good thing. So, Michelle, I want to thank you so much for everything you do for our community.
Thank
you to your staff. You know, we talked about October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but it's year-round. We should be aware of it every single day.
That's right.
Of our lives, right?
Right. And the best thing you can do if somebody comes to you is just believe them. Believe them and send them to an appropriate place for help.
Right. Right. And again, that's all you need to do is is steer them in the right direction and let the professionals help them.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And again, this is Carol Knier, your community health manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital, bringing you HealthWorks. If you have any questions on today's show or any questions, please give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.